Damn it! This is useless. A stupid bone's not enough. Nothing is! Fucking heat season. My body's on fire, my skin's burning, and my pussy... soaked! Aching! Desperate! So sensitive, not even the slightest touch makes a throb! Nothing gives me release! All I need is a real cock. Big, thick, warm. Something that throbs and moves and fills me. Not some cold, dead bone. But of course, no one dares step into this part of the woods anymore. No callous hunter, no foolish warrior, no one. Just me. Alone. So goddamn horny and needy. Oh, I'm losing my mind. Maybe a bigger bone would do the trick, or maybe... What was that? A human and a male. The scent is fresh. He's close. Well, well. A lost soul in my woods. How lucky for me. And just in time, I was about to use a fucking useless bone again. There you are. Don't move. You just wandered into my territory, little one. That's a mistake you won't be walking away from. You're mine now. You think you can run from me? Fool. Quiet down. Stop squirming. You know you can't win this. Shh. Easy now. Don't make this harder than it needs to be. Feel that? My strength holding you down? You don't stand a chance. Shh. Breathe. Breathe. There we go. That's better. Now then, tell me, little creature, what exactly are you doing alone in my woods on a full moon night during heat season? You're either incredibly brave or incredibly stupid. You seem surprised. You're trembling, shaking like a leaf. Don't tell me you didn't know. This is your first time meeting a real werewolf. Poor little lamb. Straight into the jaws of the wolf. Don't look away. No, this isn't a nightmare. This is real. Look at me. See the moonlight glinting on my silver fur? See my fangs inches from your throat? Feel my claws digging in your wrists? You're caught. Helpless, captive, weak in my arms now. I could tear you apart, rip you to pieces, devour you. Right here, right now. But lucky for you, I'm in the mood for something far more satisfying. Speak. What are you doing here? You were looking for your dog. Lost in these woods. How touching. But I've got news for you, sweetheart. Your misfortune just became my golden opportunity. Now, I could help you. Lead you to your pup. Maybe even guide you out of the forest. See? I'm not evil. But everything has a price. And right now, I'm starving. No, no, shh, shh. Not that kind of hunger. I'm talking about something deeper. Something primal. This heat, it's unbearable. My body's crying out to be bred. My belly, my pussy, my whole body is burning. Yes, I need you to fill me. I need you to fuck puppies into my belly. You have to calm the fire. How? With your cum, silly. Yes. If you let me. If you let me take you, mark you, ride you, fuck you, then maybe, maybe I'll let you leave. Why are you hesitating? You really think you have a choice? Look around you. You're lost, defenseless. The forest is full of things far worse than me. But I'm giving you an option, a chance to surrender willingly. To cooperate. Trust me, that would be far more enjoyable for you. So, tell me, sweetheart. Do you accept? That's more like it. Now you're starting to understand. I am going to let you go. But just for a moment. You're going to undress. Every single peace. And you're not going to run. Because if you do, I will chase you. And I will catch you. And believe me, the chase makes me even more brutal. Come on, strip, do it now. Oh, that's it. Drop them all faster. Look at you standing there, naked under the moonlight, so vulnerable, so exposed. What an obedient and delicious prey you make, sweetheart. Oh, what's this? You're already hard, just from looking at me? From imagining what I'll do to you? You're filthier than you let on. I like that. Come closer. I want to smell you. Your scent. Fear. Lust. Desire. It's exquisite. It's making my head spin. And your cock? Goddess, the smell is intoxicating. I want to. The taste. I'm better than you smell. That soft skin. That pulsing cock under my long wolf tongue. Oh, you're twitching. You want more? I love to keep tasting you, but my pussy can't wait any longer. I'm aching, trembling, leaking all over my thighs. I need to feel you inside me now. Lie down there on the grass like an offering. Let me mount you. Let me ride you. You won't resist. You won't speak. Just lie still and take it. Yes. Can you feel the heat between my legs? Huh? My body hovering above yours, dripping with need. You're ready. No? Too bad. We're not waiting. My pussy's starving, and it's time to feast. Finally! Yes! You're inside me. Do you feel that? My pussy wrapping around you. Soaking, tight, hungry, squeezing, and eating every inch of you. Like she needs it to survive. Your prey. Just a tool meant to fill me. Stretch me. Feed the beast writhing on top of you. Feel that? Me riding you harder. My claws gripping your shoulders, pinning you down. Every thrust pulls you deeper into me. You're not thinking of resisting anymore, are you? Good, because you're mine. I'm crushing you beneath me, little human. You're moaning, sweetheart. That's cute. Does it feel that good? On my hips, your body slamming against mine. I want to hear you grunt. Look at how wet I am for you. My pussy is throbbing, begging to be filled. Come on, come on. Don't make me wait. Put it in, put it in. Take me now. Shove it in. Shove it in. Ah! God. The clothes sinking into the earth just as they say. It's stretching me. Oh, this is so good, human. But your cup is made for me. Grab it. Grab my tail. Pull me into you. Use me. That's it. That's it. Climb me. Climb me with your cock. So deep. I can feel every inch of the cock inside. It's so hot. So swollen. So. Yes. Yes. They're going to come, aren't you? I can feel it building in you. Let it out. Give it to me. Breathe me. Breathe me. Breathe me. Right here. On my knees. In the dirt. I'm going to start. Do it. Do it. Do it. Breathe me. Breathe me. Breathe me. Breathe me. Let it soak. Let my body take every bit of it. No, don't even think about pulling out. Not yet. I want every drop to stay inside. Stay in me a little longer. Let your seed do its work. My belly is so full. Stuffed with your cum. I can already feel it. Pulse deep inside me. I can already feel my womb stir. My belly's going to swell up with pups after this. Yes. I can't wait to feel my little pups growing inside. Our little pups. Will I help you now? Of course. A promise is a promise. But first, you are going to make me come again. Twice, three times, as many times as it needs for me to be satisfied. And maybe then, maybe, I'll let you go. Hi. Sabasalnia here, letting you know, no matter what you're into, no matter what's your kink, no matter what floats your boat, keep it safe, sane, and consensual, or in the realm of fantasy, practice kink safely, and there is no shame in that whatsoever, neither from me, nor should there be for you, nor should there be from society. Actually, living your kinks out in a safe way is probably making the world a better place. Secondly, if you need a break, after a rougher script, even if it hadn't been rough, but still, this one was rougher. If you need a break, do feel free to take one. Do whatever you need for aftercare, return to yourself, return to normalcy. I'd be patting my own horn if I'd imply you might have reached subspace here, but point still is, come back to you, you know? Aftercare is important. Lastly, stuff from Gone Wild Audio supposedly has started appearing in other places. If you're in other places, I don't shame you for that. I don't begrudge you that. Maybe the UI is nicer, or maybe it just functions better for you. But all my stuff's still on Gone Wild Audio. Like, that's where I am. Or my personal fansly for some of the exclusive stuff. But, like, most of my stuff lands on Gone Wild Audio, so your place might not have all of it. So maybe just drop by the main source every once in a while and check up on me. Anyway, that's all. I honestly need to breathe. Like, I got into this one. I I like primal stuff. Did that show? I'm big into Monster Girls and primal shit, so I got into this to a degree that is, my arms are hurting. Anyway, Goddess bless your steps, and bye!